It's kind of it's the gospel segment of the program because we've just been joined by the Low Country Boys, taxis and all the rest, 4th of July and traffic. We're hoping to talk to you earlier, but I'm very glad. You've no idea how glad we are that you're here. And you're all very welcome. We have Mark Thompson, Graham Thompson, Gibson Young and Ivan McFerrin, all from the Ards Peninsula, Ballyhalbert, kind of Grey Abbey, Newton Ards, Glastory direction. You're all very welcome.
Thanks very much, John.
So you're going to play something for us first and continue the gospel theme. Introduce this one, Mark.
Aye, this is a song from County Antrim. Well, a bit of it's from Scotland and the second half of it's from County Antrim.
Right.
And it's called Jesus Is My Heart's Fond Love.
Will we know the difference? Will we know the difference between the Scottish bit and the County Antrim bit?
Probably not.
Okay, take it away, the Low Country Boys.
Jesus is my heart's fond love, the cords that bind us nane can sever. On his arm I'm linking him, way himself to bide forever. Jesus is my heart's fond love, the cords that bind us nane can sever. On his arm I'm linking him, way himself to bide forever. When you're struggling to cope, and you any only hope, and you dinna ken you're gone to make it through, when you canny carry on, there's yin to lean upon. He's your feather and he'll take good care of you. He'll gie you all you need, you'll hae your daily bread, you'll know the wanting for a shelter too. You'll hae muckle and he spare, dinny fret and dinny fear, he's your feather and he'll take good care of you. When the days is long and dreek and you're scunnered to the teeth, and there's naebody around to comfort you, when you're all your life alien, ah, you're never on your ain, he's your feather and he'll take good care of you. He'll gie you all you need, you'll hae your daily bread, you'll know the wanting for a shelter too. You'll hae muckle and to spare, denny fret and denny fear, he's your feather and he'll take good care of you. When you're struggling to cope, and you henny only hope, and you dinna ken you're gone to make it through, when you canny carry on, there's yin to lean upon. He's your feather and he'll take good care of you. He'll gie you all you need, you'll hae your daily bread, you'll know the wanting for a shelter too. You'll hae muckle and to spare, dinny fret and dinny fear, he's your feather and he'll take good care of you. He's your feather and he'll take good care of you.
That's fantastic. Jesus is my heart's fond love, from the Low Country Boys, Mark Thompson, Graham Thompson, Gibson Young and Ivan McFerrin. That was beautiful. It brings you back to kind of, you know, though I remember seeing, it was I Walk the Line, I think it was a Johnny Cash movie, when studios in cities like Memphis would have people, four guys like you would come in and just strike up this thing and the harmony and the guitars and the mandolin and all the rest together and just make this fantastic sound very simply.
Aye. Well, it's all just simple rural gospel music. It's the stuff that we were brought up on. And one of the things we've had to do here this week in Washington is to be very clear in explaining to Americans that we're not trying to pretend to be American. But this is just the way that people would have sung and played hymns and gospel songs in the mission halls that we all grew up in. It would have been very regular for a husband and wife and maybe a daughter to arrive with a guitar or two and just stand up in the middle of a service and sing hymns in this style.
And where did the songs come from? Because you said it was kind of from County Antrim, but bits of Scotland.
Yeah.
So have people been writing these songs then?
Oh, I mean, we have uncovered a repertoire of stuff that goes way back into the early 1800s of Scots and Ulster Scots gospel stuff that was sung both, of course, in Scotland and at home. But I guess people have just become very, very straight-laced over time, and you don't use words like that in formal situations. But we have found this amazing treasure trove of stuff, and we're just gradually kind of reviving it all.
And Gibson is your bass. He's your big, strong bass at the minute.
Oh, he is.
Normally, I should say, Ivan, you play the bass. You play electric bass.
I play the bass, but we are not set up here with electrics, different voltage and all the rest of it.
So you've just got Gibson in instead. Yep. But he's done a fine job, I have to say. You did a good job there.
Well, thanks very much. There's a...
How has it been? How have you found the festival and playing down on the Mall in Washington?
Powerful. Great job. No doubt. All right. The folk are very friendly, you know.
And have you had much feedback?
Apparently all of our CDs are sold out of the marketplace already.
Really?
At the end of the first week, they're all gone.
You see, you're lucky in the sense in that Virginia has also been celebrated in the Mall, because there's so many connections there.
That's right.
I mean, I was there, I was talking to you during the week, and the fact that you're playing in a tent as well, because of the heat, it's an open-sided tent.
Yeah.
So it has that kind of feel that you're going into a mission tent here.
Oh,
and with the music and all. I saw you sang I'll Fly Away during the week, which you're going to do for us in a moment or two, I think. I Fly Away. And I mean, I was standing halfway down the hall, looking down the back, and at least half a dozen people were sitting there with their eyes closed. Americans, older Americans, sitting there with their eyes closed, hands out, you know, just singing away, transported to somewhere else, you know.
Well, that evangelical culture is a transatlantic thing anyway. And even some of the Scots stuff we do a song called My Ain Country, which was chosen to go on the Smithsonian CD, Sound Neighbours, which they've produced for this festival. Well, My Ain Country is in the Sankey hymn book, which was published in the States in the 1800s. So it's written in Scots, but published in the States. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just this constant two-way flow.
Let's hear I'll Fly Away.
Right now.
Go on.
How long that
well, what do you have to do?
Oh, he's got to get his banjo ready now.
What's the banjo? Sorry. I thought he had another appointment. I think this is the BBC, Gibson. We don't do other appointments. When the man from the BBC says play a tune, that generally means you play a tune.
But John, you were just saying how have things been. Well, the four of us have been treated like lords since we arrived here. You know, one of the things that we are familiar with is that Northern Ireland is supposed to be the most hospitable nation in the world. Well, I wouldn't say that at all, actually, because I think that America is the most hospitable nation, because everybody is so polite, everybody's so helpful, and the staff in the Smithsonian Folklife Festival are brilliant. They work 12 or 14 hours a day with us, and there's nothing that we need. It is simply amazing. And even the people in the metro are helpful and smile and react and chat to you.
We could learn a few things, actually.
We could, you know, we definitely could. It's been great.
Is Gibson set up there?
Oh, I think so.
Have you the banjo set up?
As good as it's going to get, put it that way.
Okay, this is the Low Country Boys and I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll
When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
That is brilliant. That's really good. That's the Low Country Boys, Mark Thompson, Graham Thompson, Gibson Young and Ivan McFerrin, all from around the Arts Peninsula area. Their website address is lowcountryboys.com. If you're out in Washington, you can't buy a CD because they're all gone, obviously, but there'll be a few available, I'm sure, at home.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Your tans are well topped up, I have to say.
Thank you.
Over the week. You're a lot browner than you were a week ago. Oh, wow.